From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump calling Paris unsafe because of terrorism is now there to meet with President Emmanuel Macron. VOA's Ruiz Ramirez has a preview.
This is Trump's third overseas trip and third to Europe since taking office in January. During his visit, Trump will take part in Bastille Day celebrations. Talks with Macron are expected to cover Syria and counterterrorism, areas where agreement is easy. White House officials say the more difficult issue of climate may also be on the table. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Trump is pushing back and says the White House is functioning perfectly after his eldest son disclosed how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. VOA's Jim Malone reporting.
The revelations in Donald Trump Jr.'s emails have put the Trump White House on the defensive and sparked concern from Democrats, including Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
Nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Some Republicans also registered concern, including House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I supported Bob Mueller being appointed special counsel, and I think we need to let him and his team and our investigators here do their jobs.
Their furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia.
The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000 to 50,086 as of Wednesday. President Trump, in his executive order, restricted travelers and refugees to the U.S. and established the cap. This is VOA News.